Thank you. It's so good that you're here. And thanks to everyone out there listening to the Mark and Brian Christmas Variety Show 2003. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the announcer today, Jess Harnell, you'll be hearing him. He's been doing our Christmas show for a very, very long time. And in that time, he's become a dear friend of ours. The guy is one of the most successful voiceover dudes in the nation. This guy is amazing.
There's not a movie or a TV show you can probably watch without his voice on it. He is also the announcer for Celebrities Uncensored on E! He has produced and co-starred in the new film Comic Book The Movie. Again, as he's done television, movie, all of it.
And he wrote the preamble.
He did. Please welcome our buddy Jess Harnell.
Well, here we go again, right? It's Christmas. We must be at the Wiltern Theater. Merry Christmas, everybody. How you been since last year? Kick ass, kick ass. All right, well, you know, one of my favorite things about the Christmas season is all the really cool TV shows that come on that you look forward to all year, you know, like the Charlie Brown Christmas, and like that really cool one with the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser guy. And, of course, my favorite, what's your favorite TV Christmas show? Well, you know, I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's always been my favorite one. And remember last year, if you guys were here, I did the Christmas Carol story, but I did it all by myself. It was Impressions of a Christmas Carol. We all know that the characters from Rudolph sounded like, you know, we had the one guy who was going to be, I'm going to be a dentist. We had that guy, and we had the guy, that's a mighty humble bumble. We had that guy, and of course we had the, nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the box, remember? But I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool if they, like, remade that now and they put all big movie stars and TV stars in it? So I came up with a new version of it. And I hope you guys like it. This is called Impressions of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here goes nothing, right? Hello and welcome to the North Pole. My name is Sam Cosby, and I am a talking snowman. A talking snowman who eats jello pudding, and I get it all over my snow, and I start looking like a chocolate popsicle. Bah! Our story begins a couple of years ago. Santa's lead reindeer, Donner, had just become a proud papa with the stroller and the baby food and the cute little stinky reindeer diapers. Ha ha! I can't believe it. I finally got a son. I'll call him Nemo. We'll live at the bottom of the ocean and he'll get lost and I'll go around finding Nemo. Oh, it's going to be great. Wait a minute. No. Hold on. Wrong story. I'm a reindeer, not a fish. Okay, good. In that case, we'll have to call him Rudolph. Yes, that's it, Rudolph. Oh, look. Here comes Santa Clausy Osborne.
Well, Donna, where's your new fish? Oh, he looks like a sturdy little fellow. Ho, 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 ho.
Santa? La, 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 la.
Oh, and he's smart, too. Ah, Sharon, what's this? His nose is glowing and it's totally freaking me out, you know. I have to go. Jingle, jangle, jingle, you can hear my sleigh bells ring. I am Ozzie Kringle, I'm the king of something. Mama, I'm coming home. So Donner did what any good parent would do. He covered his newborn infant son's nose with mud and told him to wear it all the time and never let anybody see his face. Wonderful. Meanwhile, in Santa's toy shop, the boss elf was having trouble with one elf who just didn't fit in, maybe because he was a little fat guy, you see.
I'm not fat, I'm big bone. Oh, crap. It's my boss, Arthur. Hello, homie. Aren't you finished panting that train set yet? What's wrong? Would you like a drink? I know I would. guess I'm just not happy in my work, I guess. I'm sick of making these freaking toys.
Well, you don't like to make toys? What do you want to do?
Well, sir, someday I would like to be a dentist and give totally sweet root canals. I'd be all like, hey, get your bitch ass in here and let me give you a sweet root canal.
Boy, he wants to be a dentist with the gums and the blood? No. You're an elf and elves make toys. Now finish your job or you're fired. Don't you love fun?
Why am I such a misfit? I am tired of this bullshit. They can't fire me, I quit. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Meanwhile, Rudolph and his hideous nose with the mud all over it were growing up, and soon it was time for him to learn to fly and hit on chicks like the other young reindeer.
Hi, my name is Rudolph. What's yours?
Clarice.
Well, hello, Clarice.
I'm just kidding. Clarice, after practice, could I walk you home?
Uh-huh. I think you're cute.
I'm cute.
I'm cute. She said I'm cute. Ah!
Ho, ho, ho. Look at him fly. Wait a minute. His nose fell off like Michael Jackson. Sharon! Maybe we better not let Rudolph join in any more of the reindeer games. His nose glows so bright. He's freaking out the people in the pole tonight. Ho, ho, ho. So Rudolph was an outcast. Nobody would play with him. His father was a fish who kept spreading mud on his face, and the cute little doe's father wouldn't even let him walk her home. Rudolph was sad and alone, at least until that fat little pissed off elf Dennis showed up.
Who are you and what the hell is the deal with your nose?
I'm Rudolph.
Who are you? I am a totally sweet dentist and I don't need anybody. I am independent and totally cute.
Oh, me too.
Hey, what do you say we go be independent together?
Well, sounds pretty good. Wait a minute. Here comes that crazy politician, Yukon Cornelius.
Vote for me if you want to live. That was a joke that I have told you now. I want to say that all I want for Christmas is to be governor of the North Polifornia, and I will now dig up all of the silver and, of course, the gold to finance my campaign and the healthy economy. Let me sing now. Silver and gold decorations on all of my Humvees. Wait a minute. Tell me, are you John Connor?
No. I'm a reindeer with a nasal condition, and this is my friend, the pissed-off dentist. We're off to seek our fortune, sir.
Well, I'll give you a lift on my yacht if you vote for me to be governor of the North California. I will terminate the deficit. This is another joke I have told you now. Ha!
So off our friends went until their yacht ran aground on the island of the Misfit Toys, where they were met by a most unusual guard.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, definitely a Charlie in the box, yeah. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box. Very unplayable with. A toy is never truly happy till it's loved by a child. Oh, very depressing thought. Ah, yeah.
How would you like to be a frog who had sex with a pig?
Or a multimillionaire TV star looking to get a great bargain on Priceline.com. Or Keanu Reeves. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
Wow, you guys really are misfits just like us. Maybe we could stay here with you?
La la la.
So they stayed on Misfit Island with the frog and the William Shatner and the Keanu Reeves. But eventually, Rudolph grew up and he realized you can't run away from your troubles. He also wanted to help find homes for all the Misfit toys. So one day, while Yukon Cornelius was interviewing interns, and the dentist was high on nitrous oxide, Rudolph stepped out and headed home.
Mom?
Dad, I'm home. La la la.
They're gone, Rudolph.
They've been gone for months out looking for you. I think the abominable snow monster might have got them. I gotta go. Mama, I'm coming home again. So off Rudolph went, and even though the worst storm in history was beginning to blow, he found his parents were indeed trapped by the fearsome abominable. The snowman hit Rudolph on the head, and he was going to eat him like a chicken McNugget. Luckily, his old friends had been looking for Rudolph, and they came along in just the nick of time.
Listen to me. I have an idea how we can defeat the abominable. The Beliminal, the Blackamist, the snow guy.
Now, seriously. Are you sure we can get him to come out here?
I have never known the humbibable who would turn down the pork dinner for the deer meat. Pork is higher in the protein, and the bumble is on the Atkins diet. Now do your stuff, and he will get out.
Oink, oink. Hey, how come the bumble sounds like Chewbacca?
Never mind that. Now I will drop this big rock on his head, and you will rip his teeth out, dentist. It worked. Do it, dentist. Do it now.
Shut up, Chewbacca. Sweet.
I tell you, without his teeth, you were looking at the mighty humble bumble. Let me push him off the cliff now. Don't forget to vote for me.
Oh, no!
Yukon, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. La, la, la.
Yep. It's a shame about that. Okay, let's eat.
They barely made it through the storm, and when everybody back home heard their story, they realized maybe they were a little hard on the misfit people. Maybe misfits have a place, too, with all the other people and things. So everybody was happy, and it was Christmas Eve, and they were celebrating. Even Yukon Cornelius showed up with the humble bumble.
But Yukon, I saw you go over the cliff.
Didn't I ever tell you about the bumbles? The bumbles bounce. If I am elected governor, he will be my intern. He has no teeth.
Ho, ho, ho. I hate to ruin the party, everyone, but I have to make an announcement. Christmas is going to have to be cancelled. You know, this storm, I can't see a thing. Ah! Rudolph, turn off your nose. It's so bright, it's freaking me out, you know.
Wait a minute, Santa. It's me, his dad. From what I see, Nemo's deformed nose could cut through the murkiest storm they can dish out.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, okay, then. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
La, 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 la.
It would be an honor, sir.
Well, then, let's be on our way. First stop, the island of misfit toys. Up, up and away, Rudolph. We're going off the rails on a crazy sleigh.
That's my fish. I always knew that nose would come in handy.
Now, isn't that wonderful? Rudolph got to be Santa's designated driver. The fat little dentist finally got something to eat. And Yukon Cornelius' new intern helped him get elected governor of the North Pole of California. It was a great Christmas, and somebody even wrote a song about it. Went like this. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, he had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say that it glows.
Then we'll foggy Christmas Eve.
Santa came to say,
Rudolph with you, won't you guide my sleigh?
Then the reindeer definitely loved him,
as they shouted out with glee.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
I'll go down in his story.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Mark and Brian. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Ho, ho, ho!
Jess Harnell.
Wow.
Jess Harnell.
Wow.
I love you guys.
Wow.